The more powerful and original a mind, the more it will incline toward solitude. A man can be himself only so long as he is alone, and if he does not love solitude, he will not love freedom. For it is only when he is alone that he is really free. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Don't return to philosophy as a taskmaster, but as patients seek out relief in a treatment of sore eyes, or a dressing for a burn, or from an ointment. Regarding it this way, you'll obey reason without putting it on display and rest easy in its care." Have you ever wondered if stepping away from it all could actually bring you closer to your true self? Today, we embark on a profound journey into the art of disappearing, exploring how solitude can serve as a catalyst for self-mastery and inner peace. Inspired by the ancient teachings of the Stoics, this series offers a fresh perspective on the transformative power of being alone. Let's dive into the Stoic practice of embracing solitude, where quiet moments become your greatest teachers. Lesson 1: The power of solitude in finding your inner citadel. Why might stepping away from society's noise be your first step toward genuine self-awareness? Marcus Aurelius once remarked that, "Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul." This lesson explores the Stoic belief in the inner citadel, a fortress within us that offers refuge and strength, irrespective of external chaos. By choosing to disappear temporarily from the external world, we create the space needed to fortify this inner sanctuary. Solitude allows us to disconnect from the trivial distractions and societal demands that often define our daily lives. It gives us the freedom to reflect deeply, without the pervasive influence of outside opinions and interruptions. In these moments of solitude, the Stoics believed one could cultivate rational thinking and true self-reflection. How can silence serve as a teacher for understanding the self? In the quiet, we hear the most about our desires, our grievances, our fears, and our dreams. Solitude provides the backdrop against which we can listen to our inner voice, often drowned out by the cacophony of modern existence. The Stoics taught that this inner dialogue shapes our character and destiny, emphasizing the necessity of getting to know oneself intimately. What does it mean to build your inner citadel in practical terms? Building your inner citadel involves daily practices that strengthen mental resilience. It's about creating a mental space where calm and reason prevail over impulsive emotions and fleeting desires. This fortress is not built overnight, but through consistent reflection and mindful awareness. How can disappearing into solitude empower you? Embracing solitude can shift how you perceive solitude itself, from a state of loneliness to a state of enriching aloneness. Here, the Stoics saw an opportunity, the chance to practice self-sufficiency. They argued that a person who is content with their own company wields control over their happiness, which is not easily swayed by external circumstances. What virtues can be cultivated through solitude? Solitude nurtures virtues like wisdom, courage, and temperance. Without the external world's pressures, we can practice making decisions that reflect our true values, not those imposed by others. Each quiet moment alone is an opportunity to exercise these virtues, gradually integrating them into our being. Can solitude influence how we interact with others? Interestingly, time spent in solitude can enhance our social interactions. By understanding ourselves better, we become more understanding and less reactive in our relationships. The Stoics viewed this improved interaction as essential to social harmony and personal peace. What are the challenges of embracing solitude, and how can we overcome them? While solitude is beneficial, it's not without its challenges. Feelings of loneliness, boredom, or anxiety about being alone can surface. Here, the Stoic practice of reframing our perception comes into play. Viewing these challenges as opportunities to strengthen our resolve and deepen our understanding of self can transform solitude from a struggle to a triumph. Begin by dedicating a small part of each day to solitude. Use this time for reflective journaling. Write about your thoughts, feelings, and the lessons learned from the day. This practice not only builds self-awareness, but also fortifies your inner citadel, preparing you for whatever life throws your way. Remember that the journey to mastering yourself in solitude is both challenging and rewarding. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to confront the self head-on. embrace these quiet moments as your most reliable guides to a life of tranquility and resilience. Lesson 2. Redefining relationships through solitude. How does solitude enhance our relationships with others? When we choose to disappear into solitude, we're not just stepping away from others. We're stepping closer to understanding them. The Stoics believed that self-knowledge fosters empathy, as knowing our own faults and struggles leads us to be more forgiving of others. In solitude, we reflect on our interactions and often gain insights into why people behave as they do. This understanding can transform our relationships, making them less about conflict and more about compassion. By disengaging from daily interactions temporarily, we can return to them with a fresh perspective and a deeper sense of connection. Therefore, solitude can be seen as a preparatory state that enriches our social lives. What role does solitude play in appreciating the value of community? Ironically, spending time alone can make us appreciate our communities more. The Stoics, particularly Seneca, discussed how isolation can remind us of the value of the collective. When we are alone, we can see more clearly the benefits and joys that relationships bring to our lives. This realization encourages us to engage more meaningfully and thoughtfully with others when we return from solitude. It also helps us identify which relationships are truly beneficial to our well-being and which are not. Thus, solitude can act as a filter, helping us to prioritize and invest in relationships that genuinely enrich our lives. Can solitude help us set healthier boundaries in our relationships? Absolutely. In the silence of our own company, we confront our true feelings about our relationships. We might discover that certain connections drain our energy or conflict with our values. The Stoics taught that it's crucial to surround ourselves with people who inspire and uplift us. Solitude provides the clarity needed to reassess our social circles and establish boundaries that protect our mental health and promote our growth. By understanding our needs and limits, we can communicate more effectively and establish relationships that support mutual respect and understanding. How does the practice of disappearing improve communication skills? Solitude can significantly sharpen our communication skills. When we're alone, we have the opportunity to process our thoughts and feelings without the immediate pressure to respond or engage in dialogue. This processing time allows us to consider more carefully what we want to say and how we want to say it. The Stoics valued clear, honest communication as a cornerstone of effective relationships. By practicing solitude, we can develop a more deliberate and thoughtful approach to our interactions, which often leads to more meaningful and fulfilling conversations when we re-enter the social sphere. What insights into human nature can be gained through periods of solitude? Solitude allows us to observe our innate tendencies without the overlay of social expectations. This observation can lead to profound insights into human nature, both our own and others. The Stoics believed that understanding human nature is essential for living a virtuous life. By recognizing our shared traits, like the desire for acceptance or fear of rejection, we can foster greater empathy and reduce misunderstandings in our interactions. Additionally, this knowledge arms us with the patience to deal with difficult people and challenging situations more gracefully. How does solitude aid in the practice of forgiveness and letting go of grievances? During times of solitude, we often reflect on past events and our reactions to them. The Stoics advocated for using such moments to practice forgiveness, both towards ourselves and others. By stepping back, we gain a broader perspective that can diffuse resentment and facilitate understanding. This reflective process helps us to let go of old grievances, reducing the emotional baggage that hampers our personal and relational growth. In essence, solitude offers a quiet space to heal and renew our spirit, making us more open and less defensive. What role does solitude play in developing independence in relationships? Solitude nurtures a unique form of independence that is vital for healthy relationships. The Stoics emphasize the importance of being self-sufficient and not overly reliant on others for our happiness or self-worth. By spending time alone, we cultivate a stronger sense of self and a more robust internal life. This independence ensures that our relationships are based on choice rather than need, which significantly enhances their quality and durability. It allows us to engage with others from a position of strength and equality, which is essential for genuine intimacy and mutual respect. dedicate time each week to be alone with your thoughts, specifically focusing on your relationships. During this solitude, reflect on each significant relationship in your life. Ask yourself, what qualities do I appreciate in this person? How do they enhance my life? What might I need to forgive or let go of? Write down your thoughts and feelings, and consider how you might improve these relationships. This practice will not only deepen your understanding of your connections, but also enhance your appreciation for them, fostering a more profound and harmonious social life. Lesson 3. Solitude as a catalyst for enhanced decision-making. How does solitude empower us to make better decisions? Solitude provides a unique environment where distractions are minimized, allowing for deeper thought and clearer focus. The Stoics emphasize the importance of introspection and rational thinking, both of which are cultivated in solitude. When we remove ourselves from the noise and demands of everyday life, we can engage more fully with our thoughts. This deep engagement enables us to weigh our options more carefully and consider the long-term consequences of our actions. As a result, decisions made in solitude are often more aligned with our core values and long-term goals. This alignment is crucial for living a life that is not only successful, but also meaningful. What can we learn about impulse control through solitude? The practice of solitude trains us in the art of patience, an essential skill for effective decision-making. In the quiet of being alone, we learn to slow down our thoughts and impulses, which often leads to more deliberate and considered decisions. The Stoics taught that hasty decisions are rarely beneficial, and that true wisdom comes from a calm and composed mind. By regularly engaging in solitude, we can develop a habit of pausing to reflect before acting, which helps us avoid making decisions that we might later regret. This practice of reflective pause is a powerful tool against the impulsivity that can lead to chaos in our lives. How does solitude help clarify our priorities? When we are alone, free from the influence of others' opinions and societal pressures, we can truly assess what is most important to us. Solitude offers a rare chance to listen to our inner voice without interference. The Stoics believed that understanding our own priorities is the foundation of virtuous living. By spending time in solitude, we can reflect on our life's direction and realign our actions with our personal values. This realignment ensures that the decisions we make are not just reactive responses to external circumstances, but thoughtful choices that build the life we truly want to lead. Can solitude enhance our creativity and problem solving? Yes, solitude can be a powerful incubator for creativity. The quietness of being alone often sparks innovative thinking and fresh perspectives. The Stoics valued the ability to view problems from different angles, a skill that is enhanced in solitude where the mind can wander and explore without judgment. This mental freedom allows us to think outside the box and come up with unique solutions to challenges. Moreover, the clarity gained in solitude can help us identify the root causes of problems rather than just their symptoms, enabling more effective and sustainable solutions. What role does solitude play in reducing decision fatigue? Decision fatigue occurs when the quality of our decisions deteriorates after a long session of decision-making. In our hyper-connected world, the constant demand for our attention can lead to this fatigue, making it difficult to make good choices. Solitude offers a break from these demands, allowing our cognitive resources to replenish. The Stoics understood the value of mental rest and clarity for maintaining a disciplined decision-making process. In the peace of solitude, our minds can reset and refresh, preparing us for more focused and energized decision-making sessions. How does practicing solitude aid in emotional regulation during decision-making? Solitude provides a space to process emotions without external pressures, leading to better emotional regulation. The Stoics taught that emotions should not drive our decisions, but rather be understood and managed wisely. When we make decisions in solitude, we have the time to consider our emotional responses and discern whether they are appropriate and helpful. This emotional clarity prevents us from making reactive decisions based on fleeting feelings or stress. Instead, we can approach decisions with a balanced mindset, integrating rational thought with emotional intelligence. Can solitude help us face and make difficult decisions with courage? Facing tough choices can be daunting, and it's often tempting to choose the path of least resistance. However, solitude provides the courage to confront difficult decisions head-on. The Stoics believed that courage was a critical virtue, necessary for facing life's inevitable challenges. In solitude, away from the fear of judgment or failure, we can muster the bravery needed to make tough choices. This environment supports us in committing to decisions that are right, even if they are not easy, aligning our actions with our principles and integrity. Incorporate solitary walks into your routine, using this time to think through important decisions. Choose a quiet, natural setting if possible, as nature can enhance the reflective quality of solitude. During these walks, focus on a single decision you need to make, considering all aspects and potential outcomes. Allow yourself the space to think deeply about the implications of each choice. These walks can become a valuable practice for cultivating the calm and clarity needed for wise decision-making. Lesson 4: Cultivating resilience through solitude. How does solitude strengthen our resilience in the face of life's challenges? Solitude offers a unique opportunity to face our inner fears and challenges without distraction, fostering a robust form of resilience. When we are alone, we must confront our thoughts and emotions directly, which can be intense, but ultimately healing. The Stoics believed that this confrontation helps us develop the fortitude to withstand life's inevitable hardships. By regularly practicing solitude, we build a mental and emotional muscle that prepares us to handle stress and adversity more effectively. This practice allows us to emerge from solitude not only intact, but stronger, carrying forward a quiet confidence into our daily lives. Thus, solitude acts as a crucible, refining our spirit and will. What lessons can we learn from Stoic philosophers about solitude and resilience? Stoic philosophers like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius emphasized the value of solitude in cultivating a resilient mind. They taught that through solitude, we can learn to depend less on external validation and more on our own inner strength. In their writings, they suggest that facing solitude teaches us self-sufficiency, which is crucial for resilience. They also highlighted how solitude allows for deep reflection on life's impermanence and our reactions to change, which can recalibrate our perspective on what truly matters. By understanding and embracing the transient nature of life, we can maintain our composure and resilience in the face of change and loss. How does solitude help in developing a clearer understanding of our own strengths and weaknesses? In solitude, we are stripped of the roles and masks we wear in daily life, revealing our true selves. This unvarnished self-awareness is key to understanding our strengths and acknowledging our weaknesses. The Stoics believed that such knowledge is essential for personal growth and resilience. By knowing our capabilities and limits, we can better navigate life's challenges and avoid situations that exceed our current capacity to cope. Moreover, this awareness enables us to seek growth in areas where we are weak and to lean into our strengths when faced with adversity. Can solitude improve our problem-solving abilities, contributing to resilience? Yes, the clarity and focus afforded by solitude can significantly enhance our problem-solving skills. Without the usual distractions and interruptions, our minds can delve deeper into issues, exploring nuances and details that might otherwise be overlooked. The Stoics advocated for the use of reason and logic, faculties that are honed in the quiet of solitude. By engaging with our problems in a solitary state, we can develop innovative solutions and strategies that strengthen our ability to cope with future challenges, thereby enhancing our overall resilience. What role does emotional self-regulation play in the resilience developed through solitude? Emotional self-regulation is crucial for resilience, and solitude provides a space to practice and improve this skill. In solitude, we can observe our emotions without the immediate need to act on them, allowing us to explore and understand their origins and triggers. The Stoics taught that mastery over one's emotions is a cornerstone of mental strength and resilience. By learning to calm and soothe ourselves when alone, we can better manage our emotional responses in more stressful, public situations, maintaining our equilibrium in the face of life's ups and downs. How does solitude assist in the acceptance of things we cannot change? One of the key Stoic teachings is the acceptance of what we cannot control. Solitude helps by giving us the time and space to reflect on our life circumstances and distinguish between what we can change and what we must accept. This discernment is vital for resilience, as futile resistance to unchangeable aspects of life can lead to significant emotional distress. In the quiet of solitude, we can come to terms with these realities, focusing our energy on actionable areas and fostering a peaceful acceptance of the rest. Can solitude lead to a better integration of life's experiences, enhancing resilience? Definitely. Solitude allows for uninterrupted reflection on our past experiences, enabling us to integrate these lessons into our personal narrative. The Stoics viewed life as a continuous learning process where each event provides insights and opportunities for growth. By reflecting on these experiences in solitude, we can extract valuable lessons and wisdom, which contribute to a deeper understanding of life and a more resilient approach to future challenges. This integration process strengthens our sense of self and our capacity to adapt to new challenges. Begin a practice of daily solitary reflection. Set aside a specific time each day to sit quietly and reflect on the day's events and your reactions to them. Consider what these reactions say about your emotional and mental state. Use this time to think about how you might handle similar situations more effectively in the future. Writing these reflections in a journal can enhance the benefits of this practice by providing a tangible record of your thoughts and growth. Over time, this practice will build your resilience, preparing you to face life's challenges with stoic calm and wisdom. Lesson 5. Embracing authenticity through solitude. How does solitude foster a deeper connection with our authentic selves? Solitude provides the perfect backdrop to peel away the layers of societal expectations and roles that often obscure our true selves. In the quiet of being alone, we are no longer performers on the social stage, but rather observers of our own inner world. The Stoics believed that understanding oneself is the first step towards living a virtuous life. By spending time alone, we can explore our deepest thoughts, feelings, and desires without judgment or influence from external sources. This unfiltered self-exploration leads to a greater understanding and acceptance of who we truly are, empowering us to live more authentically. Embracing our authentic selves allows us to align our actions with our true values and aspirations. What impact does authenticity have on our sense of fulfillment and happiness? Living authentically brings a profound sense of fulfillment because our external lives become aligned with our internal values and beliefs. The Stoics taught that happiness stems from living in accordance with nature, our own true nature included. When we understand and accept ourselves, we make choices that naturally lead to greater contentment and peace. Solitude aids this process by giving us the space to reflect on what truly matters to us, away from the noise and demands of everyday life. As a result, our decisions and actions begin to reflect our genuine selves, which enhances our overall well-being. This congruence between our inner and outer worlds is what creates a lasting sense of happiness and peace. How does solitude help in overcoming the fear of judgment? In solitude, we are free from the immediate scrutiny and judgment of others, which can be incredibly liberating. This freedom allows us to explore thoughts and interests that we might suppress in a group setting for fear of being judged. The Stoics emphasize the importance of being indifferent to external opinions unless they align with reason and virtue. By regularly engaging in solitude, we strengthen our mental resolve to prioritize our own judgment over others. This practice helps us to become more confident in our choices and less influenced by the fear of how others perceive us. Ultimately, this leads to a stronger and more resilient sense of self that thrives on authenticity rather than approval. Can solitude enhance our moral judgment and ethical living? Yes, solitude can play a critical role in refining our moral compass. Away from external pressures and influences, we can evaluate our principles and actions more objectively. The Stoics valued the cultivation of virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation, all of which require deep reflection that is often best achieved in solitude. By considering our behaviors and choices in the silence of our own company, we can better assess whether they align with our ethical beliefs. This introspection allows us to correct our course when necessary, leading to a more virtuous and ethical life. Such ethical clarity is essential for living authentically and upholding our values consistently. How does solitude aid in setting and achieving personal goals? Solitude provides clarity of thought, which is essential for setting meaningful personal goals. In the silence of our own presence, distractions diminish, and we can concentrate on defining what we truly want to achieve. The Stoics believed that purposeful action is a key component of a fulfilling life. Through solitude, we can plan our paths more strategically, considering each step's alignment with our long-term objectives and values. Additionally, the self-discipline developed through regular periods of solitude strengthens our ability to pursue and achieve these goals. This disciplined approach ensures that our actions are intentional and aligned with our authentic selves. What is the role of solitude in managing life transitions and personal growth? Transitions, whether chosen or unexpected, can be pivotal moments for personal growth. Solitude offers a reflective pause during these times, providing us with the opportunity to process changes and integrate new experiences into our identity. The Stoics saw every life event as an opportunity to practice virtues and grow stronger. In solitude, we can assess these changes without bias or noise, allowing us to adapt more gracefully and with greater awareness of our evolving selves. This adaptability is crucial for navigating life's transitions successfully and for maintaining our authenticity through each new phase of life. Can embracing solitude improve our relationships with others? Interestingly, spending time alone can lead to more authentic and meaningful relationships. When we are comfortable with ourselves and understand our needs and boundaries, we can engage with others in a more genuine and open manner. The Stoics advocated for relationships based on mutual respect and virtue. Solitude helps us cultivate these qualities within ourselves, which we can then extend to others. As we become more authentic, our relationships become reflections of this authenticity, enriched by our true presence and engagement. To foster authenticity through solitude, commit to spending a few moments each day alone in reflection. During this time, ask yourself questions like, "What did I do today that felt truly aligned with who I am? What actions did I take that felt inauthentic? How can I be more true to myself?" Write down your reflections to track your progress over time. This simple practice can help solidify your understanding of your authentic self and guide your actions to reflect this understanding more clearly. Lesson 6. Enhancing emotional intelligence through solitude. How does solitude contribute to developing emotional intelligence? Solitude provides a unique setting for introspection, which is crucial for developing emotional intelligence. In the quiet of being alone, we can more easily tune into our emotions, identify their nuances, and understand their origins. The Stoics emphasized the importance of self-awareness in managing one's emotions effectively. By reflecting on our feelings without the distractions of daily interactions, we can learn to recognize patterns in our emotional responses and understand the triggers behind them. This deepened awareness allows us to handle our emotions more thoughtfully, enhancing our ability to empathize with others. Over time, solitude helps us cultivate a balanced and insightful approach to emotional challenges. What specific emotional skills can be enhanced through solitude? Self-regulation, a key component of emotional intelligence, is greatly enhanced through solitude. In solitude, we face our emotions head-on, learning to sit with them rather than react impulsively. This practice builds our capacity for emotional self-regulation, allowing us to manage our feelings and impulses more effectively in social settings. Additionally, solitude can help in developing empathy. By reflecting on our own emotions, we can better understand similar feelings in others, leading to deeper connections and more compassionate interactions. Solitude also fosters resilience, empowering us to bounce back from emotional setbacks with greater ease. How does solitude aid in the resolution of internal conflicts? Solitude offers the space necessary for untangling complex internal conflicts. Without external pressures, we can objectively assess our thoughts and feelings, giving each the attention it deserves. The Stoics taught that clarity of mind leads to effective problem solving, and solitude provides the environment for such clarity. By examining our conflicts in isolation, we can approach solutions with a rational and calm mindset. This methodical approach to resolving internal issues not only enhances our emotional intelligence, but also contributes to overall mental health and well-being. Can solitude improve our decision-making by influencing our emotional responses? Yes, solitude can significantly impact our decision-making processes by refining our emotional responses. When we make decisions in a state of solitude, we are less likely to be swayed by fleeting emotions or external influences. This allows us to make choices that are more aligned with our long-term goals and values. The Stoics valued decisions made with a clear and composed mind, as these tend to be more rational and thoughtful. By practicing solitude, we train ourselves to pause and reflect before reacting, leading to better outcomes in both personal and professional realms. What role does solitude play in enhancing empathy and understanding in relationships? Empathy is greatly enhanced by the self-reflection that solitude facilitates. When we understand our own emotions deeply, we are better equipped to understand the emotions of others. This empathetic understanding is crucial for building strong and healthy relationships. Solitude allows us to disconnect from the immediate demands of social interactions and instead focus on developing a deeper sense of compassion and empathy. As we become more attuned to our own emotional landscapes, we naturally become more sensitive to the emotions of those around us, improving our interactions and strengthening our relationships. How does solitude help in managing stress and preventing emotional burnout? Solitude is an effective tool for managing stress and preventing emotional burnout. In the tranquility of solitude, we can decompress and release the stresses that accumulate in our daily lives. The Stoics believed in the power of solitude to restore balance and harmony to the mind. By regularly scheduling time for solitude, we give ourselves the opportunity to reset emotionally, which can prevent the buildup of stress and reduce the risk of burnout. This restorative practice not only enhances our emotional intelligence, but also preserves our mental health and overall well-being. Can the practice of solitude lead to a greater appreciation for life's experiences? Indeed, solitude can deepen our appreciation for life's experiences. In solitude, we have the opportunity to reflect on our past experiences, savoring the lessons and joys they brought. The Stoics advocated for the practice of reflection to enhance life's appreciation, seeing each moment as an opportunity to grow and learn. This appreciation is an aspect of emotional intelligence that enriches our lives, making us more conscious of and grateful for our surroundings. Such gratitude not only heightens our enjoyment of life, but also fosters a positive emotional environment that benefits both ourselves and those around us. To harness the benefits of solitude for enhancing emotional intelligence, start a practice of emotional journaling. Spend a few minutes each day alone, writing about your emotional experiences and reactions. Try to identify what triggered these emotions and consider healthier ways to respond in the future. This journal can serve as a tool for emotional reflection and growth, helping you to track your progress in emotional self-regulation and empathy. Through consistent practice, you'll find yourself becoming more emotionally intelligent and capable in handling life's emotional challenges. Lesson 7: Cultivating Purpose and Direction Through Solitude. How does solitude help in discovering and refining life's purpose? Solitude provides the perfect environment for deep, uninterrupted thought, which is essential for discovering and refining one's life purpose. In the quiet of solitude, distractions are minimized, allowing for a clearer focus on what truly matters. The Stoics believed that understanding our purpose is critical to living a fulfilling life. By spending time alone, we can reflect on our passions, values, and aspirations, aligning them with our actions and goals. This alignment helps us to move forward with a sense of direction and intent. Over time, these solitary reflections can crystallize into a well-defined purpose that guides our decisions and enriches our lives. What is the Stoic view on living according to nature, and how does solitude facilitate this? The Stoics taught that living in accordance with nature, both our own nature and the nature of the universe, is the path to fulfillment and virtue. Solitude allows us to connect with our inner nature by stripping away the societal roles and expectations that often define us. In solitude, we can listen to our inner voice and understand our true nature without prejudice or distraction. This understanding enables us to live more authentically, making choices that are in harmony with our intrinsic qualities and values. Furthermore, Solitude in natural settings can enhance our connection to the world around us, reminding us of our place within the larger cosmos. How can solitude improve our focus and concentration towards achieving our goals? Solitude can significantly enhance our focus and concentration, which are vital for achieving long-term goals. Without the usual interruptions of social and professional life, we can dedicate our attention fully to the tasks that align with our purpose. The Stoics valued discipline and focus as essential virtues for success. In solitude, we can practice these virtues by setting clear objectives and working towards them systematically. This dedicated practice not only moves us closer to our goals, but also strengthens our willpower and self-discipline. Can solitude aid in overcoming distractions and maintaining commitment to one's purpose? Yes, solitude is an effective tool for overcoming distractions and maintaining a strong commitment to one's purpose. In the silence of being alone, the cacophony of daily distractions fades, allowing us to reassess our commitments and priorities. The Stoics saw solitude as a time to fortify the mind against the pull of trivial pursuits. By regularly engaging in periods of solitude, we can renew our commitment to our goals and remind ourselves of the reasons behind our pursuits. This renewal is crucial for staying motivated and on track, especially when faced with challenges or setbacks. What role does solitude play in personal growth and self-improvement? Solitude is not just a retreat from the world. It is an active, engaging environment for personal growth and self-improvement. In solitude, we have the opportunity to confront our weaknesses and work on them without external judgments. The Stoics believed that self-improvement comes from a continuous process of self-examination and correction. Solitude provides the space for this critical self-reflection, allowing us to identify areas for improvement and to practice virtues like humility, patience, and resilience. Through these practices, we can evolve into wiser and more virtuous individuals. How does solitude enhance our decision-making related to life's larger questions? When faced with life's larger questions, solitude offers a sanctuary where we can contemplate deeply and make well-considered decisions. The Stoics taught that wise decisions are those made with a clear and undisturbed mind, which is often best achieved in solitude. By isolating ourselves from the influences and opinions of others, we can consider all aspects of a situation and come to conclusions that truly reflect our deepest beliefs and values. This process not only leads to better decisions, but also ensures that these decisions are authentic and true to our personal philosophy. Can embracing solitude lead to a more balanced and meaningful life? Embracing solitude can indeed lead to a more balanced and meaningful life. By spending time alone, we gain a better understanding of what brings us joy and fulfillment. The Stoics used solitude to find balance between the demands of the external world and their internal desires and obligations. This balance is essential for living a meaningful life, one that respects our limits and honors our ambitions. Furthermore, the clarity and peace found in solitude can permeate other aspects of life, enhancing overall life satisfaction and well-being. To effectively use solitude for cultivating purpose and direction, try the exercise of vision mapping. Set aside a block of time to be alone in a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. During this time, create a visual map of your life's goals and aspirations. Include short-term and long-term goals, and reflect on how these align with your core values and purpose. This visual representation can serve as a motivational tool and a constant reminder of where you are heading. Regular updates to your vision map can help keep your objectives relevant and aligned with your evolving self. Lesson 8: Deepening wisdom and understanding through solitude. How does solitude contribute to a deeper understanding of oneself and the world? Solitude provides a quiet space where the mind can explore and contemplate without interruption, leading to profound insights into oneself and the external world. In these moments of quiet reflection, we can delve into the deeper questions of our existence and our place within the universe. The Stoics believed that wisdom comes from a clear and reasoned understanding of life's complexities. By distancing ourselves from daily distractions, we gain the perspective needed to see beyond superficial appearances and understand the underlying realities. This deeper understanding fosters a more nuanced view of life, enhancing our ability to navigate its challenges with wisdom and insight. What specific aspects of wisdom are enhanced through the practice of solitude? The practice of solitude enhances several key aspects of wisdom, including reflection, foresight, and the ability to discern the essential from the non-essential. Reflection allows us to review our past actions and decisions, learning from mistakes and successes alike. Foresight involves looking ahead to foresee the potential consequences of our choices, a critical skill in making wise decisions. Additionally, solitude helps us develop the capacity to distinguish what truly matters in life from mere distractions. This discernment is vital for living a focused and purposeful life, guided by our deepest convictions and values. How does solitude aid in the development of moral philosophy? Solitude is an ideal setting for developing and refining one's moral philosophy. Without the external pressures to conform to societal norms, one can critically examine and question prevailing ethical beliefs. The Stoics used solitude to challenge their preconceptions and to align their actions with their ethical principles more consistently. This process of continuous ethical reflection and adjustment is crucial for maintaining integrity and authenticity in one's actions. By engaging in this solitary examination, we can forge a personal moral philosophy that not only guides our behavior, but also contributes to our overall sense of meaning and purpose in life. Can solitude help manage the fear of uncertainty and the unknown? Yes, solitude can be a powerful tool for managing fears related to uncertainty and the unknown. In solitude, we can confront our fears directly, examining their roots and the irrational beliefs that often fuel them. The Stoics practiced viewing uncertainties as opportunities for growth and learning, thereby reducing the anxiety associated with them. This perspective shift is easier to achieve in the quiet reflection of solitude, where one can calmly assess the probabilities and potential impacts of unknown outcomes. Over time, this practice builds mental resilience and a more accepting attitude towards life's inherent unpredictability. What role does solitude play in cultivating patience and tolerance? Solitude cultivates patience and tolerance by removing us from the often hectic pace of social interactions and forcing us to slow down. In the stillness of being alone, we learn to wait without anxiety and to accept without immediate reaction. The Stoics valued patience as a virtue that leads to better decision-making and more harmonious relationships. Additionally, the reflective nature of solitude allows us to see things from multiple perspectives, fostering a greater tolerance for differing viewpoints and ways of life. These qualities are essential for a wise and balanced approach to life's challenges. How can solitude enhance our appreciation for community and relationships? Interestingly, spending time in solitude can deepen our appreciation for our communities and relationships. By stepping away and reflecting on our interactions, we can gain a clearer understanding of their value and purpose in our lives. Solitude can highlight the support, love, and connection we receive from others, which we might take for granted amidst the busyness of daily life. The Stoics acknowledge that while independence is important, human beings are fundamentally social creatures who thrive on meaningful connections. Thus, solitude can renew our commitment to and appreciation for these relationships, motivating us to engage more fully and sincerely when we return to social settings. Can solitude lead to a more peaceful and contented life? Yes. The practice of solitude can significantly contribute to a more peaceful and contented life. In solitude, we can disengage from the stresses and strains of everyday life, allowing our minds and bodies to rest and rejuvenate. The Stoics practice solitude to maintain inner peace despite external chaos. This peace is not a passive state, but an active and dynamic quality of being that enhances our ability to cope with stress and adversity. Through regular periods of solitude, we can maintain a centered and calm demeanor, which is essential for a contented and fulfilling life. To harness the benefits of solitude for deepening wisdom and understanding, try incorporating meditative solitude into your daily routine. Choose a quiet time and place where you won't be disturbed. Focus on a specific philosophical or personal question that you wish to explore. Allow your thoughts to flow freely, examining each idea as it comes without judgment. You might also choose to write down your reflections to track your evolving thoughts and insights. This practice not only enhances your wisdom, but also provides a peaceful retreat from the demands of daily life. Lesson 9. Fostering creativity and innovation through solitude. How does solitude stimulate creative thinking? Solitude provides the mental space necessary for creative thinking to flourish. Without the constant input and feedback from others, our minds are free to wander, explore, and connect ideas in novel ways. The Stoics recognize the value of solitude for deep thinking and innovation. When we are alone, we can challenge conventional wisdom, experiment with new thoughts, and pursue imaginative solutions without fear of immediate criticism. This freedom is essential for creative breakthroughs. Furthermore, solitude allows us to dive deeply into our passions and interests, which are often the wellspring of creativity. What are the psychological benefits of engaging in creative activities in solitude? Engaging in creative activities while alone can lead to significant psychological benefits. It provides a sense of accomplishment and self-expression, which are key to personal satisfaction and happiness. The process of creating something, whether it's writing, painting, composing music, or any other creative endeavor, can be therapeutic. It helps in processing emotions and expressing thoughts that might be difficult to articulate in other forms. Moreover, the act of creation in solitude can boost self-esteem and confidence as individuals learn to trust their instincts and appreciate their unique perspectives. These activities nurture a resilient and adaptive mindset, conducive to personal growth and well-being. How does solitude help in overcoming creative blocks? Solitude can be an effective remedy for creative blocks. Being alone with one's thoughts allows for introspection and the opportunity to confront the root causes of these blocks, such as fear of failure or perfectionism. In the quiet of solitude, creators can step back from their work to gain new perspectives and recharge their creative energies. The Stoics advocated facing obstacles head-on and viewed challenges as opportunities for development. By embracing solitude, individuals can reset their creative processes, finding inspiration in the peace and quiet that solitude offers. This practice can rejuvenate one's artistic vision and pave the way for fresh, innovative ideas. Can solitude enhance problem-solving abilities in creative work? Yes, solitude can significantly enhance problem-solving abilities in creative work. When isolated from external opinions and distractions, individuals can focus more deeply on the problems at hand. This focused attention allows for a more thorough exploration of possible solutions. The Stoics practiced meditation and reflection to cultivate mental clarity and logical thinking, tools that are invaluable in problem solving. In solitude, one can experiment with different approaches without immediate external judgment, leading to more innovative and effective solutions. This environment is ideal for creative experimentation and discovery. What role does solitude play in the incubation of ideas? Solitude plays a crucial role in the incubation of ideas, a key stage in the creative process. This stage involves subconscious thinking processes that require time and space, which solitude readily provides. Away from the rush of regular activities, the mind can subconsciously process and recombine information gathered during active creative efforts. The Stoics appreciated the value of allowing thoughts to mature over time. In solitude, ideas can gestate without pressure, often leading to unexpected connections and insights once the mind returns to focus on the creative task. How does solitude contribute to sustained focus in long-term creative projects? Long-term creative projects require sustained focus and dedication, which solitude facilitates. In the solitude of a personal workspace, distractions can be minimized, allowing for deeper concentration on the task. The Stoic practice of discipline and self-control is particularly useful in maintaining this focus over extended periods. Solitude supports the development of a routine and structure that are beneficial for managing large projects. By regularly dedicating time to work alone, individuals can make steady progress, maintaining momentum and engagement with their creative endeavors. Can the practice of solitude lead to greater originality and authenticity in creative outputs? Practicing solitude can indeed lead to greater originality and authenticity in creative outputs. When creators are not influenced by current trends or the opinions of others, their work is more likely to reflect their true selves and unique perspectives. The Stoics believed in the importance of authenticity and living true to one's nature. By engaging in creative activities in solitude, individuals can ensure that their work is a genuine expression of their thoughts and feelings, which often leads to more original and impactful creations. To harness the creative benefits of solitude, consider scheduling regular solo creative retreats. Choose a location that inspires you, whether it's a quiet room in your home or a more natural setting outdoors. Bring materials related to your creative project and disconnect from digital and social distractions. Use this time to focus entirely on your creative process, exploring new ideas, and experimenting with different techniques. Document your insights and progress, reflecting on how solitude influences your creativity. This practice can significantly boost your creative output and innovation. Lesson 10: Achieving spiritual growth and deeper philosophical understanding through solitude. How does solitude foster spiritual growth? Solitude provides a unique environment conducive to spiritual exploration and growth. In the quiet of being alone, distractions from the external world are minimized, allowing individuals to focus more deeply on their spiritual practices and beliefs. The Stoics believed that solitude could help one connect with their inner wisdom and the divine, whatever that may represent for them. Through meditation, prayer, or contemplative reading, solitude deepens our understanding of spiritual doctrines and enhances our ability to integrate these teachings into daily life. This integration is vital for living a life that is not only thoughtful, but also spiritually enriched. What philosophical insights can be gained through solitude? Solitude is a state that encourages deep philosophical inquiry, allowing individuals to ponder life's big questions without interruption. The Stoics used solitude to examine concepts such as the nature of virtue, the purpose of life, and the best ways to live in harmony with others and the world. This uninterrupted reflection often leads to profound insights that might remain elusive in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. By engaging with philosophical texts, contemplating their meanings, and observing the nature of their own thoughts, individuals can achieve a higher level of understanding and wisdom. Such insights can transform one's perspective on life and foster a more philosophical approach to everyday challenges. How does solitude assist in the practice of mindfulness and presence? Solitude is an ideal setting for practicing mindfulness, which involves being fully present and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. In solitude, the lack of external stimuli allows us to focus more deeply on the present moment, fostering a greater awareness of our inner state. The Stoics emphasized the importance of living in the present as a pathway to tranquility. By using solitude to practice mindfulness, we can cultivate a habit of attentive presence, which reduces stress and enhances our overall quality of life. This heightened awareness also allows us to appreciate the simple joys of life more fully, enriching our daily experiences and deepening our gratitude for the present. Can solitude enhance one's resilience through philosophical reflection? Absolutely. Solitude provides the perfect environment for philosophical reflection, which can significantly bolster personal resilience. By contemplating the teachings of the Stoics and other philosophical traditions, individuals can develop a more Stoic mindset, learning to accept what they cannot change and to focus their energy on what they can influence. This philosophical approach helps to mitigate the impact of emotional disturbances, promoting a calm, collected demeanor in the face of life's challenges. Furthermore, philosophical reflection in solitude can lead to a clearer understanding of one's values and principles, guiding decisions and actions with integrity and confidence. How does solitude help in understanding and managing emotions? Solitude offers a chance to explore and manage emotions without the overlay of social dynamics. In the quiet of solitude, it's easier to dissect complex emotions and understand their triggers. The Stoics viewed mastery over one's emotions as essential to living a virtuous life. By reflecting on our emotional reactions and the thoughts that accompany them, we can start to control these responses rather than being controlled by them. This process leads to emotional stability and a more balanced approach to life, key components of Stoic tranquility and effectiveness. What role does solitude play in setting and achieving existential goals? Solitude supports the setting and achievement of existential goals by providing the space to think about what makes life meaningful. Without the usual distractions, one can ponder personal legacy, contributions to society, and alignment with personal and universal values. The Stoics believed that understanding one's role in the larger context of humanity could lead to more purposeful living. By considering these existential aspects in solitude, individuals can craft a life strategy that not only seeks personal fulfillment, but also contributes positively to the world. Can the practice of solitude lead to a better understanding of one's life journey and purpose? Practicing solitude can lead to a more profound understanding of one's life journey and purpose. It allows for an introspective look at where one has been, where they are, and where they wish to go. This review can clarify life's purpose, aligning daily actions with broader life goals. The Stoics used such reflections to ensure they lived in accordance with their values and the natural order of the universe. This alignment brings a sense of peace and fulfillment as actions become more intentional and focused on achieving meaningful goals. To effectively use solitude for spiritual and philosophical growth, commit to regular periods of reflective solitude. Choose a quiet, comfortable place where you can sit undisturbed for a set amount of time. During this time, engage with spiritual texts, philosophical ideas, or simply meditate on your thoughts and feelings. Keep a journal to record insights and reflections. This practice will deepen your understanding of your spiritual beliefs and philosophical principles, aiding in your personal development and enriching your life's journey. In this series, we've explored the manifold benefits of solitude, from enhancing creativity and emotional intelligence to fostering deep personal growth and resilience. Remember that solitude is not just a retreat from the world, but a deeper engagement with the inner self. It's a practice that can enrich every aspect of life, providing clarity, peace, and purpose.